Norm, you're my guy tonight, okay? If there's a word in tongues, it'll come from him, along with the interpretation. I'm not counting on it, I'm just saying. Setting the ground rules. Would you close your eyes, please? Just a moment ago when Brother Bartlett was leading us in worship, we entered into that dimension, a very familiar feeling. And I'd like you to be, of course, we can't quiet our children, but I would like you to just be as quiet as possible. And I wonder, when was the last time your spirit was like that? I wonder, when was the last time your mind was actually quiet? So you could hear God's voice. What I'm going to be talking about a bit tonight is already here, and it's peace. Do you realize that it's actually a covenant of peace? Five times in Scripture it says a covenant of peace. When it's talking about what we have experienced with this new birth. So it's your privilege, it's your right, and you can claim it as part of a covenant. But how many of us actually live in it? Fifty-fifty, maybe. And if we aren't living in peace, why aren't we? You know, right, that it is your right. Philippians 4, 6, 7, 8, 6, 7, 8, 9, but it's really just 6 and 9. In verse 6, it's the peace of God that Paul talks about. Verse 7, excuse me. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Then we go down to verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Peace of God, God of peace. I feel a window in the when we're looking at how to reach this world and how we can make an effect. There's a secret here I feel in the spirit. Isaiah 45 and verse 7, God talking, he said, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. There's one thing that this world is looking for desperately. I think we can all attest to it. It's peace. That scripture clearly says there is one person that brings peace. It's God. I'll just give you one of those scriptures. In Isaiah 54, that was after 53 when it describes what Jesus went through for us. And then it's 54 starts with, Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. But verse 10, For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Verse 13, And all the children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. That's covenant. Remember Isaiah 9:6? For unto us a child's born. Unto us a son's given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace. there should be no end. I'm walking us through scripture right here. I'm just getting a foundation for a little bit of a truth that I think we've all probably experienced in our lives without realizing it, seen the effect of it without realizing it. Luke 1, and it's verse 79. Zechariah is prophesying after he finally gets his voice back, after John the Baptist is born, and his prophecy moves to prophesying about Jesus. And so he ends it in verse 79, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. More and more, this covenant seems to be a lot about peace. Romans 3, I'm going to describe the world for us real quick. Verse 10, I'm going to read through 18 quickly. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. There's numerous chapters or scriptures in the Old Testament that outlines that sinners do not get peace. There's no peace. That's Isaiah 48:22. There's no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Numerous times he says it again. 57:21, the same thing. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. So Jesus came bringing peace. I believe the light that pierced the darkness couldn't comprehend it, or that really means apprehend it. I believe for us this is peace. When he sent the disciples out, empowered them, me and Thomas were talking about this today, empowered them, sent them out two by two, he gave authority over devils and sickness and disease. He gave them a command. The first thing they were to do when they would get to a town then, and even to a house, they would say, peace be to this house. That was Luke 10, verse 5. And so if the Son of Peace was there, your peace should rest upon it. If not, it's going to return to you, a signal. And then verse 9, it talks about healing the sick also. And it's telling them that the kingdom of God has come nigh thee. So we begin to see that peace and establishing the kingdom of God here on earth are joined together. To the point that John 21, after he's resurrected, Jesus, three times, in John 20 and 21, 19, and again with Thomas, he says, he comes through the door or he comes through the wall, and what he says is peace. Peace be unto you. That's verse 19. 21, peace be unto you. Then again with Thomas, verse 26, peace be unto you. As Spirit-filled believers, every one of us, if the Spirit's actually working in us, the way we know Jesus has come to us, discerning of spirits, The resurrected Jesus says peace. Peace is the greatest thing for a New Testament believer, for us. Peace is the greatest thing. And it's part of this covenant. And in Romans 10, and I'm going to jump through that part. But how beautiful are the feet of those that bring the gospel of peace. We preach peace. Ephesians 2 talks about Jesus preaching peace. So we come to Philippians 4, talking about the peace of God which passes understanding. So many scriptures that we begin to see here, like Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. That's only that Greek word rule is only used once in the Bible in this scripture. And it actually means, another way of saying it would be to be an umpire. To decide or determine, to direct or control. Peace. It's the unspoken voice of God in our lives. We can hear the voice of God every single day in our hearts. Peace. But if we don't have peace, Rick, I don't think I'll ever forget being at your house when that man called that used to come to church. Just found out he had been diagnosed with cancer. You were talking to him. And you were guiding him through some of your experiences with Mexico. But the effect that you were having on him over the telephone, I could hear because you were on speakerphone temporarily. What he was looking for was much more than information. He just gotten the news that's so hard for some people to take about cancer. You start thinking about death or I'm not going to live forever. And I could hear him, and he was reaching for peace. So I sat there hearing Rick giving him advice, but it was peace that was being ministered there. Peace at work in our lives, I believe, will become one of the greatest outreach tools for us. How many times have you been talking to somebody you didn't even know, and all of a sudden they start to open up to you, even to the point of tears? You think that's an accident? Peace preaches through us. This summer I was down at flaying fish in Seward. Older gentleman came and he was asking how we did, and then next thing you know he starts to talk about how his wife was sick, and I'm just flaying fish. I think I might have been with you, Brother Norm, but he just all of a sudden he opens up to me and he's like, man, sometimes life really sucks. And I was kind of caught me by surprise. This guy's opening up to me all this, like, there's a reason. I didn't take my opportunity. But peace is going to be given us opportunities. And it's peace that's going to guide us to people. God will guide us to people just with peace. Just like when you think, like, I don't know, I don't feel right about, like, taking that trip or getting out on the road. That's God talking to you with peace. When your peace is interrupted, God's talking to you. As long as we have that peace in our hearts, cares of this world is what takes our peace away. Things that we can't do anything about takes our peace away. It's actually the biblical definition of pride. 1 Peter 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud. And that's actively pushing against us. And giveth grace to the humble. I can't stand it when people say humble. I say humble, because it's an H. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, So how do we humble ourselves? God resisteth the proud, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The biblical definition of humility. And when we're not, it must be the biblical definition of pride. Matthew 13:22, you can put that one up, Levi. It's when he was talking about the four different types of soil. And then he gave the disciples the explanation after he had given the other people the parable. And so he's explaining it to them. He also that received among the thorns is he that heareth the word and the care of this world. Cometh unfruitful. That's how we ourselves choose to either allow God's peace to rule our hearts, or we decide that we're going to allow the cares of this life to clutter our spirits and our souls, and we can't hear anything God's telling us. Not one single word. Can't sleep at night. Can't even concentrate enough to think, much less come into a service and connect into God. Need to check your peace. That's the voice of God in our lives. Peace. There's so many scriptures on it. Isaiah 26:3, perfect peace, whose mind stayed on thee. Psalms 34:14, seek peace and pursue it. Same thing with 1 Peter 3, and that's talking about husbands initially, and then it turns to just men. Let him seek peace and ensue it. I mean, it's all over this Bible. We follow peace. Hebrews 12:14 is follow peace. It's actually pursue peace with all men. It's a learning curve, and it takes time. In my own personal experience, how long do you cast cares? As long as it takes. When that starts to well up again, when you start getting nervous thinking about something that you can't control, you got to give it to God. You got to cast your cares upon him. For me, it was always on my knees, usually crying or doing something like that, until I drained the tank. So then my spirit was empty, so then he could fill me with peace after we had a little conversation. But without that, without peace in our lives, we're never going to be fruitful. God forbid that we become deceived in ourselves and our thinking. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In fact, you don't have to go there, Levi. Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another. I've been looking at storms recently. I get in, they never even end up talking about it. But Jesus, when he had that first storm with the disciples, when he's teaching them, walking them through the process of growing in their faith. We got expert fishermen here on a boat. They start thinking they're going to die. And Jesus is asleep. How much does that speak to you about situations in our lives? If we have peace of Jesus in our spirits, he's resting, we're good. You got that? He's sleeping? Okay, I think we're okay. But it was a learning curve for them. And so they say, don't you care that we're going to perish? So he stood up. If you've ever been in the military with all the commands and everything, there's such a thing as like a preparatory command. Is that right, Megan? So in other words, you're saying who you're fixing to give the command to, like company, fixing to tell the company to do something. So Jesus stands up, if you want to understand what authority looks like, and he said, peace. Talking to you. Be still. I wonder what it'd be like. When we went to White Horse, I did this just from hearing other people do it. Got out of the car. It was 5 in the morning. I didn't do it loud. But I took authority in the name of Jesus. I said, I've come here in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. And I bind every demonic spirit that would even try to hinder this move of God that's fixing to take place. I take authority over you. I have more power than you. And I probably spit on the ground. I wonder what happened if we would start realizing the power of the peace we have, that the effect it has on people that have no peace. So that's why they get emotional around us. That's why they start to open up to us. It's something about us, and it's the peace of God. It's this covenant of peace. It's what Jesus came to do, to show us the way of peace. Because we got a world that's getting more and more chaotic. And according to the Bible, there's one author of peace, only one. It's Jesus. And they're opposed to religion. So they're going to be closed off when we're asking them if you want to come to church. Well, I'm already saved, or door shut. But when we're in an environment and we know that the peace of God's working through us, and we're following that peace, we're allowing it to be our governor, leads us to people, and then there's emotional response. What an open door for us. I'll never forget probably delivering mail in Wasilla. And we'd already started going to Life Church. So I was delivering a certified letter, and this lady opened the door, and I didn't recognize her at all. Her hair was real short. And so she recognized me. And so she asked me if I was, went to church or if I was a Glover. I forget what. It turned out she was a lady that I did know from the Palmer Church. She had real long, beautiful hair. She would testify. She was really well-spoken and really powerful woman of God. And she had got cancer, and she had allowed that to get her away from God and away from living for God. And she was, well, it didn't take long. Because delivering mail, I'd always been wanting, and there's openings that I just didn't want to get fired, but you would see it in people, openings to that they need God or that they're ready for God. And then, of course, you came across pure evil also. That's another thing about peace, having that peace in your spirit. It's going to keep us from danger also. Let you know, like, no, no, no. It lets you even know about people in the church. No offense to anybody here, but it keeps your kids safe. Your peace does. I've learned to trust that with Megan. A couple times in other churches where she didn't feel right about somebody. They're like, ah, come on, give me a break. And then something would come out. That was that warning there, peace. And so she said something. I forget how it even started. When she identified who she was, she immediately teared up. Long story short, I prayed her through in her apartment, to the point of her dancing around the apartment until her energy gave away. But it was the peace that I brought that immediately she connected to. It was something she remembered what it felt like. And she had been living without it. Anyone who's ever backslidden knows what it's like to live without peace. It's terrible. When I was running from God, I used to just get in the car and drive. Seriously. Living in Palmer, I would drive to Sterling, spend the night, get up at 2 in the morning, drive back to Palmer, go to work, because I just had to be moving because I didn't have peace. And people feel that. If we have it working in our lives, they're going to feel it to the point that there is an emotional response, and that is our open door. I really believe God's given me that, as simple as can be, but I really believe it's come by revelation. And it's when we're speaking it, like to ourselves, like when I come into this building, I'm coming with peace. And so they're going to feel it. They're going to feel the atmosphere shift. There's going to be something about them that draws them to me that they're going to start opening up for no reason. I have no idea who you are, and you're opening up to me about this issue. Or that in the chaos in this life, just like Paul when he's in that boat, he's telling them, an angel of God stood by me this night. We're going to wreck, but it's going to be okay. What kind of an impact is it in this life when we have that peace operating through us that they don't even understand, but they for sure can feel it? You know, even with the, I always move my Bible around, I'm sorry. Even with the way the world is going, they're open to the Spirit now more than ever before. So you have all these nasty, dark movies coming out that people are going to. So even though it's on the wrong level, they're sensitive more now than they used to be. And so they will be sensitive to your spirit. And you do have more authority and power than any demonic spirit. You do have to exercise that, by the way, to grow in it. You don't just read the Bible and have it. You got to exercise it with your mouth. But God will let you grow in it as you exercise it. And I really believe God's going to let our peace become stronger as we say, I'm going in peace. I'm going in the peace of Jesus Christ. That covenant of peace that I am entered in, Jesus, you are going to exude it through me. And it's going to pierce darkness. And it's going to break down walls that we could never break down with our voices or with our ideas. You guys believe that? Peace. It's so simple. It's just, but how many times it talks about it in the Bible. I could go scripture after scripture after scripture on peace. Peace and righteousness. Peace and righteousness. Because we need our spirits to be quiet. The story of Elijah. The wind, earthquake, fire. He wrapped his head in that stinking prayer shawl, and that's when he heard God's voice. We have to be quiet to hear God's voice. Absolutely will not get direction any other way. You won't be able to come into a church service like Sunday when the flow is way different than usual and get in there if your spirit's wired. You have got to drain it and drain it. Protect your peace. Fight for your peace. I've heard preachers say that they literally they'll get a little confrontational keeping their peace. Like, how dare you come and try to mess with my peace? I do not receive that. That's friends, that's people that we're in contact with that maybe we don't need to be so much in contact with. You know, Solomon wrote one, 120, I think it's 3. But he says it's vain to stay up late, get up early. 127, it is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. David, in one of the most powerful Psalms, Psalms 131, it's only three verses. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty. Neither, listen to this, do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Let Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. He's talking about growing up spiritually. He's talking about getting himself in line, realizing that there are some things that you absolutely cannot solve. Some situations, you know what? You can be incredibly poor and live in peace. You can be very rich, live in peace. But we see it with Hollywood. We see it constantly now. They don't have peace out there. There ain't one thing in this world that's going to give you peace. And so if we rely on our wealth or we rely on what we can do, there's a good chance that will be tested for you. Because God wants to know who's first in your life. So he tests us. Norm, I had a lot of faith until our bank account went low. I was like throwing $1,000 to the pastor, like, you know, faith is, you know, this is awesome. Prosperity, yeah, T.D. Jakes, you're right. He's not. And so when we started to run out of money, then God's like, so let's see your faith now, bud. And that's when I actually started to mature. But dying out to the world is part of us keeping peace. Dying out with the lust for things or looks or anything the world has to offer, including wisdom. James 3, 18. Well, I'm going to do 14. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but it's earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits without partiality, without hypocrisy, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. What have you been watching lately, by the way? I'll just be honest with you. That's why I personally don't watch movies anymore. It's because it was all the stuff that I had to re-forget. Even songs. Songs in a store can make you think stuff that you're having to, like, re-forget. Old memories that you don't need to remember anymore. And for some unknown reason, I still remember the words to all them stupid songs. So you just be, like, just kind of looking at stuff. Next thing you know, you're starting to hum along, and it's like, what am I? I'm going to hell, man. Isaiah 32:17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace. The effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Once you're living in peace, there is nothing like it. Peace in your spirit is what keeps you through hell, walking through hell. And not only that, your own hell. Not only that, but it gives you the ability to actually minister to other people instead of soaking up everybody else and it all being about you. Because when you don't have peace, it is all about you. You're trying to find some kind of satisfaction or some kind of relief. And so then we'll grade God even. depending on how he's doing for us. But dying out to ourselves and allowing God's peace, that's all we have to do, is allow the peace of God to work in our lives. And it literally is a voice. I'd never thought of it that way. I heard someone say that the other day. But it makes so much sense. It is another way God speaks to us. Who doesn't have peace right now? It's not like we live 24 hours a day with peace once we have it. It's something that we're continually monitoring. Something like that. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep that word by watching and guarding to preserve one for the attainment of something, is what that means in the Greek. So Paul knew both of these so intimately. And man, there's so much there. Like, you could just go into the prayer part. Like, when you pray till you get peace. Like, if you're under a burden, you don't stop till you get peace. That's your signal, it's over with. And so when you're praying for somebody else, demon-possessed, getting deliverance, whatever, you guide them into peace. I had someone teach me that. There was a guy demon-possessed in Anchorage. They brought me over, and I grabbed him up and screamed real loud, and demon left. But he was shaking like this from the whole effect of it. Another pastor or minister, Brother Morgan, came up, and so he said, "Your God's peace is coming into you right now." And I was holding onto his forearm, you know, and he puts his hand on his chest and just started praying, and I just felt him just like totally relax. And that's when I learned that it's our job also to lead people into that aspect of peace. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. Who here has ever been around somebody that for no reason at all, they opened up to you? Or even got emotional, started spilling their business to you? Man, what an open door. And we just follow God's peace. That what was going on just before I came up here, that was God working and giving people who weren't taking it, by the way. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to start singling people out. Seriously, Holly. Giving them the ability to get peace. And all it is an emptying of everything. Just cleaning it out. That's all it is. Otherwise, we no longer can flow, and we start to dangerously turn into like what Jeremiah 2 talks about, being cisterns. No flowing water. Pretty soon that water gets putrid. Pretty soon everything coming out of you is nasty. You think you're helping somebody, but you're actually not, because your spirit's nasty, because you're stuck. You're not flowing. You're not a well springing up. Peace. Ollie, do you know how to sing Peace Speaker? Remember that 300 years ago? Or just peace, peace, wonderful peace. All right. Yeah, we're going to do that. Sorry, I should have said that. That beautiful spirit's just going to start again. And so this time we're going to push through, because we don't have anything. There's nothing left but this time of prayer. And so we're going to push through into that peace. If you don't have peace, empty the tank. Empty everything out of you. Give it to God. Repent of what you need to repent of. For carrying stuff that you can't carry, that God wants. Give me your burdens. He's wanting to do that. Because you won't hear his voice. You won't be able to flow. You're not going to be the best you can be, for sure. So, especially men get so agitated, you know, when things aren't going right and, you know, you're under pressure. Men get agitated. Women need everything. I'm just kidding. Boy, I felt that in the Holy Ghost. No. Oh, man. But we can actually claim that peace. Like, that's my covenant, God. I'm in covenant with you, and you five times in the Old Testament have called it peace. You tell us to preach the gospel of peace in the New Testament. Our feet are shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Fruit of the Spirit's peace. I'm claiming that. But more than that, I want us to ask God to allow us to walk in more power of peace exuding through us, where we affect atmospheres. There's so many stories of people doing that in different ways. But peace, man, just seems like seeing people immediately tear up. Like, is there... That's stuff I can't... There's no way in the world I could come up with something to say and make someone cry. And they don't even know you, man. That's us. We got it. Rick, Phoebe, you guys' ministry. That's what you guys are already doing. But when you're knowing it coming in, like, this is my secret weapon here. God, I want you to direct me with peace or lack of it. Because the lack of it is a good signal from God, too. Go ahead and start singing, bro. John 14, John 16, that's what some of the last things he's telling the disciples is, he's, my peace I give you, not as the world gives you. 16, he says, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. But it's in me, he said, that you have peace. So as they start to sing again, I'd like us just to stand. I'd like us to lift our hands up. I'd like us to start praying in the Holy Ghost. And if you can't pray in the Holy Ghost right now, you go ahead and start emptying the tank out so you can. Let's just go ahead and get... You don't have to be loud. Obviously, it's not strong... I need some people to break and help other people break through. Come on, Mike Inslee. I want you to connect again. I used to be terrified to go to bed at night because I'd get attacked by demonic deals. I wonder how many people are under the control of demonic spirits right now, oppressed by them, drugging up for sure so they can go to sleep. Peace. Give me peace. Let me walk in peace so I can actually preach this gospel of peace with my spirit, without words. That's the most powerful message you can preach. You can hear God's voice every single day just by peace. Wow. what's been leading the Bartletts, by the way, is peace. They're not going to North Pole with questions. They're going with assuredness. Holly's been praying Philippians 4 or 6. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, good report, there be any virtue, if be any praise, think on those things. What are you thinking about? What do you talk about with people? That affects your peace. Rick, how quickly that woman of God broke when when I walked in to do that certified letter, how quickly that changed into a spiritual moment. I don't know what's happened to her since then. She wasn't doing good with cancer. She wasn't winning. That could have been her moment right there. She reached out. She got a credible blessing. Had nothing to do with me. I had no idea who she was. But when she began to react to what was in me, what a beautiful thing. And that happened so fast. And I got paid for it. That's how we know we're in the will of God. It's peace. God gave me a word in March 8, 2016. I say it every single night with the kids. It hasn't come to pass yet. But we've had peace that entire time, so I know it's going to. Until then, we just walk by faith and we follow peace. Tiange. If you got peace, I want you asking God to give it to where it's like a just those invisible rays shooting out of your body. Everywhere I go, I'm going to change the atmosphere. And it's going to be peace. You don't have to have answers. You can just say, I know how to give you peace, or I know how to get you peace. And when you see tears, don't be afraid to make them tears really flow. Start asking questions. Think of the nights you would have given to have peace. People live like that. It's what makes Sistrunk such a powerful teacher. Brother Sistrunk. His absolute love for people. It breaks down in Kiana. Brother Abbott was looking for Brother Sistrunk. He's our NAM director now, North American Missions. He started 7 churches, I believe, or more, that are running by themselves now. He's giving them to other people. Brother Rick found him outside, and he was walking, he was crying. It's not magic what Sistrunk, Brother Sistrunk can do. It's a love for the lost. It's a supernatural love for the lost. His teaching, every time I've heard him teach or preach, at some point, he's going to get shook up and start to cry. So as we ask for peace, that people feel, as we become atmosphere changers, because that's what Jesus was an atmosphere changer, to the point where he said, "Peace, be still." And I can guarantee you that the demoniac on the other side saw that. In fact, in the original version of "peace be still" is something to do with being muzzled. So was he talking to the storm, or was he talking to the demonic spirits in that demon-possessed man? What's the purpose of your storm? Is it even for you? Or is God going to work through your storm to reach some guy that has a legion of demons in him? And that legion of demons can't even stop him from running to Jesus as soon as they land. Get out of your car and say, "The peace of God. I'm establishing the peace of God in this building I'm going into." But without a love for the lost also, we tend to be busy in our own stuff. So that's when I have stories I tell about flaying some fish and an older man starting to open up to me, and I just like go, that's rough. Love for the lost. Supernatural love for the lost, God. Because we have it. We have what they need. Everything you're doing right now out there, you're looking for peace. So let's not even say God. Let's say peace. You need peace. And it only comes from God. Either that or you're going to kill yourself. How many unnecessary suicides are there taking place? People fool themselves into believing that they're getting away from something. History says Paul ran to be executed. How did every one of them apostles suffer such tough deaths? Got Josephus talking about Peter watching his wife be crucified first, saying, "Keep the faith. Keep the faith." How in the world could he do that? How could you watch your loved ones suffer that and not lose your faith? It's peace. It's protecting peace. Thank you.
Go ahead, Mike.